Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This transcript's unbelievable. I'm having some problems with the audio this morning.
Okay.
This transcript's unbelievable. As these reporters, I've got part of it. Ask about Joe Biden. I mean, that bizarre incident caught. The whole world saw that.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden says, Jackie, are you here? Let's turn the audio on so I can play. Jackie died last month in a extremely highly publicized car accident. This was not a small news story, okay?
No, it was not.
She died with a member of her staff. She had the funeral in Washington for the staff member. That was last week.
I think there was two staff members that were killed along with her.
Yes, it was two. One of them, I think they had the funeral for in D.C. last week. This was a big deal. And Biden seemed unaware, which means one of two things. It's either dementia, he forgot, or he is so unplugged in to the most basic of current events that he really shouldn't be running a country. Those are your only two options. You could pick one or the other. I don't know which it was. But here's Joe Biden. And here's the remarkable thing about this. You got to set this up. Jackie Walorski, one of her passion issues was hunger, and she'd done a lot of work, right? So they had just literally, as Joe Biden is standing there waiting to speak, run a video honoring Jackie Walorski. She was a Republican congressman, honoring her for her work because she died. OK, and the video makes that very clear. Like, the whole thing is explained in the video. He's standing there waiting to speak. He then steps up to the podium, says some words on hunger because it's the event that they're having, and then starts looking for the dead woman in the crowd.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Where's Jackie? Jackie? Where's Jackie? Again, she died in a car accident in August. Okay, so here's from the transcript. Reporters wouldn't let this go.
As they shouldn't.
No. And at first, cringe Jean-Pierre, the spokesperson, tries to say, well, you know, she was just top of mind for him. Okay, well, that doesn't explain him looking for her in the room. So the reporters don't buy that. One of them says, is from the transcript, sorry, I have to do this, but I'm compelled to ask. Look at how they apologize for asking an actual question.
Exactly.
This is a bizarre country we live in. Sorry, I have to do this, but I'm compelled to ask you to go one more time back to the question of Representative Walorski. So Jean-Pierre says, I'm not sure. Why? Why? And the reporter says, the memory of her in history requires some clarity. And Jean-Pierre says, you're jumping to conclusions. So then he's asked by Philip Wegman in the White House press corps, does the president believe that his reference to late Jackie Walorski, does he believe that he handled that reference appropriately? And then she gets more 1984. He gets more 1984 out of Karine Jean-Pierre. This is a remarkable legacy she had, and we are simply honoring that. No, you're not. You're not honoring her legacy when you're looking for her in the crowd because you don't seem to realize she's dead. She died tragically.
And you just played a video.
Right.
Memorializing her on her death.
Right in front of the president, which she obviously did not or could not tune into.
Yeah.
Somehow. Right there. He's in the rooms. I mean, it's hard to explain, you know? If he'd forgotten she was dead, that was the time to remember. Then another reporter follows up and says, listen, I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anywhere.
Gosh.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Here's Jean-Pierre's response. When you sign a bill for John Lennon as president, we can have that conversation.
What?
Wow. Man, if this is the point, I'd be resigning to spend time with my family. I wouldn't beclown myself like this if I were her. There's no way anyone, not Jen Psaki, not the best spokesperson in the world, can stand up there and not look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Not look cringe.
This is irredeemable.
Look, and see, this gives it a new light that she did, a new life that she did this. Just say, hey, listen, the president has a lot on his mind right now with everything going on, Hurricane Russia, and sometimes things slip his mind. But he has an appointment with the family on Friday where he wants to honor them. So obviously he cares about the congresswoman, and we regret the error. That's what you do. You kill it in the crib, and then you go on.
Yeah.
But she couldn't even do that. You know why? The media has made them lazy.
Yeah.
They are very much used to Lee giving the talking points, the lie, whatever it is, whatever it's been supposed to be, the fact checkers in the media, and just expecting like drones at the media, like zombies, will repeat them. It is making them lazy. They are not even doing the most basic parts of communication and governing.
This is not an individual isolated incident either. Mm-mm. This is a long litany of very similar situations where the president walks from a podium, turns around to shake hands with the air, where he makes, appears to not know where he is headed when he comes off a stage, where you have shots of him holding cue cards. You sit down in your chair. You speak about and printed in large print, having pictures of photos of reporters to call on and what to ask them about or what they're going to ask you about. All of this goes to the whole situation where, had this been a Republican president or Trump, the immediate call for the 25th Amendment would be coming out, that this is a national security situation.
It should be.
Well, it is. It quite honestly is. And we are in complete denial of this. And even Republicans are in complete denial. Joe Biden should be removed from office. Now, unfortunately, that would mean Kamala Harris. But at any rate, this poor gentleman is completely devoid of anything being in the moment. I mean, we have a figurehead as the chief executive and commander in chief of the U.S. military right now, who is simply being manipulated by staff, being told what to say, when to say it, where to say it. But unfortunately, he goes off the script, off the teleprompter, and goes into these cringeworthy moments where it just proves to our allies and our enemies that we do not have a cognizant chief executive. This is a national security risk.
And then, can you imagine if Kayleigh McEnany, if Trump had done this, and Kayleigh McEnany came out and gaslit the media like this?
The White House press corps would refuse to go to a White House press event. They would say, you're illegitimate. You're not representing. You're lying to us. You stand up here and say anything that he says, you're lying to us. We're not going to show up anymore. What's the point? And quite honestly, that's probably what should happen right now about any further White House press events. What's the point?
And you can hear them just blow up after she lies to them. I have that part of it. The mainstream media is happy to be lied to. They're happy to repeat lies. But this was a step just too far even for them. It was an insult for her to just essentially deny reality. Well, we just were honoring her. No, you were looking for her in the crowd. Yeah. He was confused. She's dead. She died tragically. So here's the chaos erupting. You could kind of hear the reporters going, and one of them, I mean, I can't believe this was actually said by someone in the White House press corps. Look, the American people are watching this. They see this repeatedly. You're going to have to explain it sometime. Do you hear that? These moments of confusion are happening with increasing frequency. The American people are watching this. Yeah. You're going to have to, and then it trails off. Yeah, yes. Americans, forget Americans. Our enemies are watching
this. And I'm more concerned about that. I'm more concerned about that because we are in a very perilous situation right now, whether it is Russia, whether it is China, whether it is Iran, whether it is North Korea. We could very easily have this being perceived as a time of weakness and a lack of direction.
Especially when Joe Biden continues to assure China that our military will defend.
And see, that's where I was going next with
this. Go ahead.
I was just fixing to say, remember when the military talked about, how they were concerned about Trump and that, you had, who was it, Milley that was trying to get people to pledge allegiance to him?
Oh, they did. He did get them.
Yeah,
he got the military to pledge allegiance to him committing treason by going behind Trump's back and telling China.
I've got to wonder if we've got something like that going on now, that the military is quietly saying, don't worry, he's not in control. He doesn't have the football. He doesn't have the codes. We've got this under control. We're in control here now with the White House, like was it Alexander Haig said during the Reagan assassination attempt.
Yeah. It's the whole thing is a mess.
Yeah.
And then on top of all of it, it gets scarier every single day. You've got Jacinda Ardern. This is something we've never seen before. This is another one of those, you know, things in history. You look back, leader of a free nation, okay? A Western, supposedly free nation of New Zealand, a Western leader, saying she believes free speech is a weapon of war and it needs to be taken out.
Now, there's a threat to democracy.
Yeah. We don't have a democracy, no, thank God. But if we did,
Zealand,
it would be a threat to, yes.
Nor is it a democracy there, but anyway.
She compared free speech online to a weapon of war at a speech to the UN.
Stunning.
Yeah, we're going to talk some more about that coming up because it is truly terrifying. This is our elites telling us where they're going. This is not me trying to scare you. I'm just repeating what they're saying. Because the people they have censored and are censoring are right, and they've been right. And that's the scariest part of all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You see what's going on your TV? It's a lot of Ian news. It's been downgraded to a tropical storm, so that's good, right? But there's a lot of swirl about it, which I'm betting is why Jerome Powell picked this time, because we've known for days that the hurricane was bearing down and approximately when it would make landfall. I think that's why Jerome Powell picked this time of swirl to make an announcement that is so jaw-dropping that you almost can't wrap your minds around it. Things are going fast now. They really are, toward the social credit system that our elites are building. Yeah, that sounds weird, doesn't it? I sound like some late-night conspiracy host. I resent that, by the way. I'm not the one coming up with stuff. I just repeat it. Jerome Powell is the head of our Federal Reserve, and normally the things he says are pretty boring. But this wasn't. It was a show of force. They just announced they are creating a worldwide social credit system, just like the Chinese have. Wait, what? Uh-huh. Jerome Powell, y'all. You know the guy. You've probably seen him in the news. Well, how are they doing that? Well, here's the announcement he didn't want you to notice. And again, this is why he did this in the middle of Ian. They've been studying something called central bank digital currency, okay? I believe this is why they're deliberately tanking the economy. Because Jerome Powell all but told us that back in June. It's a Reuters article in which Powell announced that, gosh, gee, since they did all this printing and all and wrecked our full faith and credit, we're just going to have to go to a digital dollar to shore up our place in the world, to shore up the dollar's place in the world. Wow, we hate that. Okay, well, why do you care if we go to a digital dollar? I mean, most of your dollars are already kind of digital, right? I mean, you never actually hold them. They go from your employer, maybe transfer directly into your bank account and into one, you know, your debit card or whatever, pay off your credit card. Yeah, but you still have the option for cash, don't you? That one little bit of anonymity. There's that word, anonymity. See, that's why he made this announcement in the middle of Hurricane Ian, because he didn't want you to notice what he just said. This digital dollar that Biden, the central bank, the Federal Reserve, and get this, the European Union are coming out with at a national and world level will not be anonymous. You know what cash is? Do you know how terrifying that is? Of course not. Nobody's talking about it. Just like every single day now, the big news is never discussed. Yeah, he said the central bank digital currency should be implemented, and they're gonna, because they just announced the system it'll run on, that already exists, will not be anonymous. What does that mean? Well, when you use it, you will have to have, are you ready for this? You might want to sit down. Identity verification with your government. Yes, in order to use dollars, since there won't be any more physical dollars, no more anonymity, you are going to need, well, let me read the quote. We would be looking to balance privacy protection with identity verification. Which has to be done, he said. Has to be done. What is he talking about? Well, in order to know every single last detail about your life, we're going to need to know your identity before you're allowed to use cash. And what this currency does is two things. When he's saying it's not going to be anonymous, so sorry, every single thing you buy for it will be recorded by it. They don't have to go into your bank account anymore. The money surveils you for them. Every single transaction, unhideable. Even more terrifying, he was flanked when he made the announcement. This is important, by Christine Lagarde. Who's she? Another wannabe dictator. Also president of the European Central Bank. And she announced it'll be the same for Europe. We're not going to go with anonymous currency. You know, Bitcoin's anonymous. We could all just use Bitcoin if they want to go digital. There's nothing Bitcoin can't do that this can do. The problem with Bitcoin for the government is they don't know what you're spending the money on. They can't surveil you. Legrand, just to make sure you understood the dictatorship you're headed for, announced there would not be complete anonymity as there is with banknotes, which you're talking about cash, dollars, physical dollars. How bad is this going to get? Well, they very thankfully explained to us recently, the White House Office of Science and Technology. Let me quote. The central bank could also track purchases. Oh, but that's only one part of it. Here's the command and control part. Quote, and restrict the user's access to funds. In fact, they can pre-restrict it. Yeah, we don't like those social media posts. You're not gonna be allowed to buy ammo. So sorry, you're going on a hunting trip with your buddies. Yeah, you're gonna have to find something else to do. Oh, we're not gonna let you purchase that hunting trip either. Oh, and no more guns. And that church you've been donating to? That's some real intolerant rhetoric in that original version of the Bible they're using there. We banned the King James. You can't donate to them. Let me read it again. Okay, these are not crazy people. This is not a crazy website. Folks, Google this. Go online. Look at it. I'll do it right now. There's a reason they're not talking about this. And put in Jerome Powell. Let's do it right now. Jerome Powell. I know I sound nuts talking about what these people do. They are doing this. Put in Jerome Powell, A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. Put it in. What comes up? What comes up? So it is. You can watch the speech if you would like. This is terrifying, folks. We must stop this. Because let me tell you what, they are going to take over and rule with absolute power without ever firing a single shot if we allow this. Ever fire. Don't tell me, I get these. They drive me crazy. I'll just use cash. No, you won't. You don't understand. There won't be any more cash. Well, I'll just barter. No, you won't. Are you going to barter with your employer for your salary? You going to barter with your employer for your funds? Here, let me play it for you, okay? Been having some trouble with the audio this morning. Here's Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, explaining this during the run-up to Hurricane Ian. They did that on purpose so that you would not notice.
If we were to pursue a CBDC, it would at a minimum have the following four characteristics. First is intermediated. Second is privacy protected. The third is identity verified. So it would not be anonymous. It would not be an anonymous bearer instrument. And fourth is transferable or interoperable.
Okay. If we were to pursue this, this is the trick they're using, okay? This is a trick. They already built the system, the general system it will run on. We do not have the CDBC yet, okay? They built it. They rolled it out 2 weeks ago. I did a podcast on it. So they said, well, if we do it, they're going to do it. You know what they're going to do? They're going to get it all in place and then pull the ripcord. And there it goes. We don't have a lot of time left, folks. We don't have a lot of time left. I want to play this again, as I often do. This is Neil Kashkarian, not a conspiracy theorist, but the head of the Cleveland Federal Reserve. Okay? So a very credible guy. And this is kind of freaking him out. What does he call it? What I did? These are credible people. This is real. He's saying this is a Chinese-style system. And he says, what I just told you, if you guys want to go digital, let's use Bitcoin. We don't need a government currency. With the government watching us and restricting our dollars, let's use Bitcoin. Let's use Venmo. By the way, y'all, do you know who has fought this? This is really wild. According to the Wall Street Journal, this is in the Battleground podcast 2 weeks ago. Banks. That's why it's taken them so long to roll it out. The banks are fighting this tooth and nail because it means their extinction and total command and control by the federal government. Here's Neil Kashkarian, head, not of a conspiracy group, but of the Cleveland Federal Reserve. Oh, please let it play. Oh, God. Will one thing just work here this morning? No, we're not going to get the one thing today. All right. Well, I'll just sit around and wait for this to work because this is Odyssey and nothing works here. Okay. I'm going to play this if it's the last thing I do today. Let's see if we can get something. See if this will play.
I'm pretty skeptical.
Here it is.
I keep asking anybody at the Fed or outside of the Fed to explain to me what problem this is solving. I can send anybody in this room $5 with Venmo right now. Right? No, seriously. So what is it that a CBDC could do that Venmo can't do? And all I get is a bunch of hand waving. I get a bunch. Well, maybe it's better for financial inclusion. Maybe it's better for cross-border remittances. Maybe. Is there any evidence that it is? And, you know, they say, well, what about China? China's doing it. Well, I can see why China would do it. If they want to monitor every one of your transactions, you could do that with a central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo. If you want to impose negative interest rates, you could do that with a central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo. And if you want to directly tax customer accounts, you could do that with the central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo. So I get why China would be interested. Why would the American people be for that?
Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, CBDC's control and monitoring may be the central reason for the attack on the farm since food is easily barterable. Ah, now you're getting it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Text to Racy Terry, you're going to post the articles and audio on any of your platforms. I want to spread them far and wide. I know Facebook is a no-go for you, but I want to spread it. Yeah, I can't post anything to Facebook anymore. Literally anything I post, including Chiron shots from Fox News, gets marked fake. For some reason, they let the Battleground podcast through. I think because they don't have the algorithms yet to figure out what I say on it. But that's it. So I have largely given up posting to Facebook beyond all my audio, which is good audio. It's good stuff. So you can get all that there. Always pinned to the top of my Facebook. But other than that, no. But if you want that stuff, you can go to my Gab or my Getter account. It's either at Tara Servatius or at Real Tara Servatius on all of my audio. I'm on all of my social media accounts. But yeah, this is very frightening. I mean, you would think if they launched a social credit system, we'd go wild, right? I mean, this would be a major campaign issue and all that. No, nobody even noticed. I can't even find where Fox News covered it. And people may not realize what it is. And I think that's probably part of the problem. And that's why I went through this. I mean, this was not a secret. I do believe Powell waited until the storm was about to hit. Ian was right in position to hit to do this because it got buried. But this was a totalitarian show of force by Federal Reserve Chairman Powell. He appeared at a Bank of France at a Bank of France event. And he appeared beside Christine Lagarde. Okay, she is the one who is spearheading central bank digital currency for Europe. And in Europe, they've been much more open about what it is. I mean, the full horror of what it is. It is pre-programmable money that is digital. It's kind of the opposite of Bitcoin. Both are digital, but Bitcoin is anonymous. In fact, that's one of the things about it that people like. With this, the money spies on you. And I firmly believe this is why they hired the 87,000 IRS agents. If you think about it, they'll need them. Because they're going to know absolutely everything about you. But here's the thing. This is something we've never seen before. They can pre-program the money. Well, you've already bought your allotment of red meat this month. Sorry. Yeah, that charges won't go through. Oh, you want to pay with cash? That's illegal. We don't use cash anymore. See the problem there? I mean, so when you are going to be aware of every single transfer, every single purchase, wow. I mean, look what the credit card companies are doing right now. Let's see the precursor. You can tell where they're going to go with this. Well, the credit card companies, they're coming up with codes for gun and ammo purchases. Why? All this is in anticipation of central bank digital currency. So if you want to read this, I can't post it to Facebook. I'm like on the cutting edge of losing my Facebook page for posting the truth. I mean, you can't even post Fox News stuff there. It's so totalitarian. So go to my Getter account. Go to my Gab account. You'll find them there. For anybody who wants to see this and spread it. We are looking, he said, to balance privacy protection with identity verification. Now, the way they're doing it, it's very smart. I say, well, if we have this. Again, the Wall Street Journal announced last week, halfway through an article, the system it will run on has already been launched. And folks, we won't be fighting this alone. The reason it's taken 7 years for us to get there, when we were the ones who first started this, is because the banks have fought it tooth and nail, and they have a big, strong lobbying arm. This is a naked bid to make the federal government the only bank. This federal government will have total control. over this currency. This should terrify you. I mean, you just heard the head of the Cleveland Fed say, yeah, of course, this is what the Chinese have. They want total command and control. And they will get it the instant they have this, without a shot fired. People asking, how can we stop this? Well, Congress can stop this. Folks, this is why Jerome Powell printed a record amount of money for Congress. This is why. He explained it to us in June. All you have to listen, the funny thing about Jerome Powell is if you listen to him, and I mean really listen, not the stuff the media pushes out there and every financial site covers, but all of it. He hasn't hidden what he's doing at all. He's kept it on the down low. He made this announcement that the currency will not be anonymous like Bitcoin is. Headed into Hurricane Ian so you wouldn't notice. Here, I love this. This is so Orwellian. We'll be looking to balance privacy protection with identity verification. Identity verification. Okay, what is that? Can't use money till the federal government verifies your identification and attaches it to the money so that we know where it goes, you know. Oh, and we could command and control it. And look, they're not hiding this. They are not hiding this at all. Let me read to you, quote, the central bank could also track purchases and restrict the user's access to the funds. Yep. Not hiding it. It's right there. Got to stop it. Anybody awake? Come on, somebody, anybody. This is not some obscure person. This is the head of the Federal Reserve who told us this summer, well, we don't really want to go to central bank digital currency, but since we're destroying the dollar right before your eyes with the printing press, why, we might need it to shore up the dollar's place in the world. They are building the disaster that will require them to fix it with a central bank digital currency that is a backdoor Chinese social credit system right in front of our faces. They're telling us. They're telling us to show confident we won't stop it. So let's stop it. Want me to put it all together? Central bank digital currency that could program from the central bank what you can spend your money on. You have to be ID verified before you could even use it, or you're completely locked out of the financial system. This was an absolute show of force for Jerome Powell, head of our Federal Reserve, to announce this with Christine Lagarde. The EU is rolling theirs out simultaneously. Now, to be clear, they are saying, well, you know, if we ever do this. No, they're going to do this. Why would you do a big announcement that you're not going to allow it to be anonymous like Bitcoin? That you're going to have a verified identity and that they can pre-program it. They can take the money back. It's theirs anytime they want to. They refer to that as negative interest rates. Well, you know, there's too much in your bank account. We're going to take a little back. Sorry. Yeah, we don't want you buying that version of the Bible. But we haven't actually banned it. When you're saying, oh, but it's weird, I can't get the money to work. Don't know why that happened. Send the wrong message on Facebook in Messenger, all of a sudden your money doesn't work. Who do you go to? You call your congressman? That can work? It's all run out of the central bank, which will have the power of a god. We're headed. We are speeding to it like a bull. I mean, when the Federal Reserve chair announces it personally, sitting next to the head of the Bank of France, what more do you need? They're doing this. It's on. This is what the war in Ukraine's about, by the way. Because Russia and China and India and Brazil have their own competing currency. They don't want to be part of the system. Why? Because they'll be usurped. Look, they're not good guys, Russia and China. They want to rule their own people. They don't want us ruling them with an iron fist. And we will. We will rule the world with an iron fist in partnership with Europe. And this is why they're saying, heck no, no, we're not. No, we're not doing this. We're building our own financial system. You will not rule us. That doesn't mean their rules any good, but they're fighting it. This is what they're fighting the war in Ukraine over. This is why do you realize we have a standing army of 100,000 surrounding Ukraine right now? And somebody's blowing up gas lines? And let me tell you, it ain't Russia doing it. Come on, Feg. The Polish prime minister, former defense minister, thanked us for blowing up the pipeline. What more do you need? We're sitting on the edge of war, folks. That's what we're doing. And we're talking about a hurricane turning into a tropical storm. I'm glad it did. It's fantastic. Let's move on to the real news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.